What's up, everybody, and welcome to our Sunday morning online Water's Edge worship experience. We're actually in the pre-K room right now. As you can see behind me, some walls had to come out, and so just we're rebuilding, man. Everybody's in this process of rebuilding. And also, this is true, we're all hurting right now. I don't know many people right now who feel like they're in really good shape. Almost everybody I talk to right now is going through something extremely difficult. I'm going through things that are difficult. You're going through things that are difficult. We're all hurting. But before you make a major decision while you're going through something difficult, pause and use discernment over your emotions. Before you make a big decision right now when you're going through a tough emotional time, pause and use discernment over your emotions. My therapist told me that. I think every pastor should say that to his congregation or her congregation. My therapist told me that. Nothing wrong with having a therapist. Nothing wrong with admitting that you have weak areas and areas that you need to work on in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. I have a lot of areas that I need to work on. Everybody who's close to me can tell you that, but we all do. And so before you make a big major decision, pause and use discernment over your emotions. And so today we continue with our series called Rebuild Together. Our lives, our community, our businesses, our homes, our families have all been touched by this storm, by this aftermath, by this adversity, and we could all use some hope. The first week, we talked about the first crucial key to rebuilding was patience. If you don't have patience, you're going to cut corners. If you're going to rebuild, you have to have patience, and that means anything. The second week, we talked about if you're going to rebuild, then you have to have self-control. The third week, we talked about how we need hope and vision. And so today, we move on with another crucial step in the rebuilding process. A few years ago, I had to talk a really, really good friend of mine, a close friend of mine, out of possibly hurting himself and other people 3 times in 2 weeks. He was going through a lot of heartache and a lot of pain, a lot of relationship pain. There is no pain in this life like relationship pain. It is the most awful pain that most people go through. Pain dealing with other people, love, hurt. Well, he was going through that. There was hurt, there was pain, there was betrayal. And I recognized something. I remember the more emotional he was, the more confused he stayed. Let me say that again. The more emotional he was about the situation, the more confused he stayed. And the less emotional he was, then the more clarity he had in his mind. So the more emotional, the more confused. The less emotional, he had more clarity. Have you ever looked at someone's life and you said, man, I could see that coming? Have you ever looked at someone's marriage or someone's personal life or whatever and say, I could see that coming, but they couldn't see it coming? And the reason why they couldn't see it coming was because probably they were too emotional in that situation to have clarity. And they acted in a moment of emotion or a season of emotion without using discernment. They just wanted the tension to go away. And so they acted and made a big decision. And someone from the outside looking in said, we could see that coming. We also could see how to stop it. In Psalm 119, the psalmist says something extremely interesting, and it's about emotions and wisdom and guidance and clarity. Notice what the psalmist says. Psalms 119, verses 1 through 5, and I'll be reading out of the New Living Translation. The psalmist says, your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Your word is a lamp guide to my feet and a light for my path. Now, notice a few things here that God wants for our life as we rebuild our relationships, as we rebuild our spirit, as we rebuild our strength, as we rebuild our hope, as we rebuild our love, and as we rebuild our faith. There's certain things that God wants in our life. The first thing is this: God wants us to live a life of understanding. Now, that word understanding means this. It means having a clear and focused mind. And how hard has that been lately? How hard has it been lately just to have a clear and focused mind with everything going on around us and all the pain going on around us and all the stress going on around us and all the uncertainty? Everything just feels so uncertain right now. And one thing that God wants for us is to have a clear and focused mind. But this is what God wants for us. How do we get it? By his commands. What that means is this: the pathway that he gives us. God's always going to give us a pathway to rebuild. If you have a relationship right now that needs to be rebuilt, there's a pathway. If you follow that pathway, you're going to have more understanding. If you're trying to rebuild your faith, if you're trying to rebuild your strength, if you're trying to rebuild your health, if you're trying to rebuild your walk with God, there's going to be a very clear pathway. And if you stay on that pathway and follow Jesus, then you're going to have clear understanding. The second thing is this. God wants us to understand the pathways that we need to get off of. He says in those verses, he says, we hate the false ways of life. We deny the false ways of life by recognizing that I'm on the wrong path and where this path is going to end up if I don't get off of it. It's like I've told so many times before, if you go west, you're not going to accidentally end up north. You're always going to end up west. If you go north, you're not going to accidentally end up east. You're always going to end up north. If you go south, you're always going to end up driving into the Gulf. You're not going to end up in Canada. So whatever pathway you're on always determines where you end up. And let me just ask you right now, based on your current choices and your current habits and your current thinking and your current life, where is your life going to end up? Where is it going to end up? What pathway are you on, and what's the final destination? God wants us to see this pathway is dangerous. This is a false way of life. I can try to justify it. We can justify anything. All of us can find a reason to justify anything. You can justify the path that you're on right now. It does this for me. It does that for me. It does this for me. It does that for me. But at the end of the day, what else will it destroy? What else will you miss out on? What pieces are you going to have to pick up after all this is over? And so God wants us to see the pathways that we need to get off of. Number three, God wants us to live with mental, spiritual, and emotional clarity. His word is a light. A relationship with God turns on the light. God gives us clarity. He gives us clarity, and we need that. Staying on the right path, the path that God has set before us. If you want your faith to end up here, God gave you a path. Stay on that path. If you want your family and your relationships to end up here, God gives you a path. Stay on that path. If you want your health and your future or whatever it is to end up in this certain place, God gives you a path. Stay on that path. The right path for your faith, the right path for your life, the right path for your relationships, the right path for your walk with God, the right path for your friendships. So, what's the next crucial key in the rebuilding process? If you're still with me, say, I'm still with you. This is what it is. The next time you're emotional and you're tempted to make a big major decision, pause. Just pause. Give it time to let discernment and clarity fill your mind instead of emotions and fear. God is love, everyone. We love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for hanging in there. Again, we're working on getting the church ready for us to meet in. As soon as we get close, we're going to give you those details. Should just be a few more weeks. Thank you so much. We can't wait to see you back in this place. Have a great week. It is your choices that determines your path. It is your decisions that determines your path. It is your reactions that determine your path. And your path always determines where you end up. A sobering question for all of us right now is if we keep making the faith decisions that we're making right now, if we keep making the health decisions that we're making right now, if we keep making the financial decisions, if we keep making the communication decisions, if we keep making the marriage decisions or the relationship decisions that we're making right now, if we keep making the life decisions that we're making right now, where will we end up? Will we end up in a more confused place, in a more uncertain place, in a more depressing place? Or a place of understanding and clarity? God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
What an awesome message from Pastor Tony. We hope that inspired you and encouraged you throughout your season right now. If you want to stay up to date with everything Water's Edge, make sure you follow us on social media. We're on Facebook at Water's Edge Gathering or on Instagram at Water's Edge_LC. And make sure you download the church app where you can give online, listen to all the latest worship, and listen to Pastor Tony's messages. We hope you have a great week. We love you guys.